And you need to know which mice you're dealing with. Right? And in the same way, the devil knows exactly what kind of thing to put on your hook. When you fish, some fish like worms. Some fish like the shiny things that move. You need to know what you're fishing for. The devil knows what he's fishing for when it comes to us. Because of experience, not because of knowledge, but because of experience, not because he's omniscient. And so, you can rest assured that he knows what kind of hook, what kind of bait to put on that hook for you and for me. So, the problem with this giant, it led David down a deceptive path. Secondly, it led David down a deepening path. It was a deceptive path because he thought it looked good. He thought it was something he really wanted. But he didn't count on the consequences of that sin. And by the way, well, we'll come to that. See, I can't get this mouse thing out of my head, right? So we have this, that it led David down a deepening path, and then it led David down a devastating path. And you can look at each of those verses there and put that together. And you could see that this just got worse. It kept getting deeper and deeper. And listen, when you don't judge sin, that's what happens in our life. It just keeps getting deeper and deeper and deeper. We sometimes say, it snowballs. It needs to be judged in our life. And with David, it ended up devastating. And this bait that I put, this picture here, this bait for that mouse, it looks good. It enticed the mouse. But you know, when that thing snaps, it's going to be devastating for that mouse. I hope it's devastating for a lot of mice if I have a lot, right? But that's exactly what happens in our life. We'll go to the next slide. And this will be next session. But I want to just mention this. Because I think it's important for us to understand. And we'll see a little bit later all those that were affected. You see, our sin in our life, my sin doesn't just affect me. When we think about Bathsheba and we think about those in her life, we think about the fact that there was a child that was born and that child ended up dying. And then there was another son, Shimeah. And then there was another son, Shobab. And you know, when you look at their names, one means, Shimeah means rumor. Why do you think they named their son Rumor? Isn't that interesting? It means rumor or an announcement. It means something that's spreading around. Why do you think they would name their son, their second son, not the one that died, but the other one, the next one? Why do you think they would name it Rumor? Because they were living probably with the guilt. And they knew what others were saying. It's a consequence of sin. Yes, there's forgiveness, but there's a consequence. This next boy in there was Shobab. And Shobab means, get this, it means rebellion. Rebellion. So they still, it's there. And they realize. But then the next son is Nathan. And Nathan is named after the prophet. After the prophet that comes and confronts them. And we'll see that next time. But they were confronted by Nathan. And they name their next son Nathan. And then the last one is Solomon. The peaceful one. You know, once you confess sin. Oh, there's nothing like a clean slate. There's nothing like getting that burden lifted. There's nothing like being clean from the guilt. There's nothing like it. And so I just want to close with this. Again, if I could have everybody just in the quietness of this moment, if you would just close your eyes. Look into your own heart. And allow the Spirit of God to look in your heart. Is there something there? You haven't reckoned that flesh to be dead? You've allowed the flesh to creep its ugly head up in your life somewhere. It might not be sexual as with David. It might be some other thing in your life. Is there something that you need to get clean today, right now, at this moment with the Lord? Just tell Him. Just confess it. Father, in the quietness of this moment, we're conscious of the fact that You're speaking to us. We recognize the fact that there's many difficulties and there's many situations and many places where assemblies are struggling, and we recognize the fact that assemblies are only good as the individuals who make up that assembly. We recognize there's families with burdens and there's situations that are going on that perhaps possible that some of the things that have led it is that our lives are unclean, that our hands have been contaminated with some type of sin in our life, that our hearts are divided, and that divided heart has led to the deterioration in our life. Father, we just want to come before You. And if You've put this before any of us here, help us to be honest. Lord, just help us to be real before You. Continue to speak to us throughout the day, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.